Hey there, hi there, ho there. We're as happy as can be that you joined us for the after show at warm1013.com. Tony, Christy, and Nikki from warm101.3.
Still no music.
That's okay.
I requested that like a month or two ago.
Come on, Tony.
We could do it ourselves. We could just do it ourselves.
Well, if you would just ask.
Why don't you record something with your band?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You can't afford me.
Oh, come on.
We're not paying you.
We're charity.
Yeah.
We are charity cases.
We'll figure something out. So this woman, I talked about this on the air, she deliberately ran 49 red lights. Why?
Why?
She wanted to rack up fines in her ex-boyfriend's car.
So my goodness, I love this woman. Now, that is great.
I know, right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Now, this is in China, so I don't know if their laws are, because if you run a red light and get caught, you get the ticket. Well, I guess
you
maybe it's probably they probably have the cameras like we used to have here, So the car gets the ticket.
Oh, my God.
So she ran 49 red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car.
That's fantastic. That is the best revenge.
Yeah.
I have a question for early morning drivers like yourselves.
Yeah.
Do you sit and wait for the lights when no one else is on the road?
No.
I don't either.
There's no reason to.
And at first I was feeling bad. I was like, I probably shouldn't do this. But, I mean, I take the time. I come to a complete stop.
Yeah.
And I look around. There's no one.
No, there's no reason to.
Okay.
Now, when there's other people around, though, do you
just make sure there's not a cop around. That's all.
Look at you, rebel.
I'm a rebel.
Women are just in nature, like, more rule following, right?
No, I don't go.
Not Nikki. Nikki doesn't follow rules.
Really?
The rules follow Nikki.
I think I've only, in all the years I've done this downtown, I think I've only ran like 5 lights.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm total rule follower.
Wow. Dude, seriously?
I do. It's funny. The closer I get to downtown, now the thing is, I don't do it downtown too much because the closer you get to downtown, there's more cops.
Well, there are more cops.
Yeah. So.
And more things to look out for. But yeah, I've been doing that on my drive-in. I'm like, ooh.
I have been stopped a couple of times. Okay.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, and a cop comes up to me and basically, lots of times they'll recognize me or I'm nice to him, and he says, "Yeah, just get out of here." You know,
right?
They don't want to do the paperwork and all that stuff. They don't care. They just want to see if you're a criminal.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And here I am with my bag of fruit in the car, my bananas, and my.
Yeah. What's he doing? What's in the bag, sir?
He's a hardened criminal with his bananas and his grapes in the car. So yeah, we're gonna take this guy downtown and make him talk.
I did get caught with the red light cameras, though. I hated that because
that was so stupid.
It wasn't running red lights; it was like not coming to a complete stop.
Right.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's just stupid. There's no reason for that.
Oh, I'm so glad those red light cameras are gone.
Yeah,
so
me too. That was so annoying.
I know. I talked to one of the judges who was responsible for getting rid of them, because the money didn't come here. You know,
it was
we got one third
of the deal.
Yeah, we got one third of the money. Two thirds of it went to a company in Arizona.
Oh, see that? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so a fashion advice. I'm so sad that Joan Lincoln, our fashionista, had to leave us.
Yeah.
Because I had a question. I don't know.
I'm good. You can ask me the question, Nikki. I'm good at this stuff.
Okay. So I wondered today if I am a lot like other people or if I'm unique in this fashion faux pas or not.
Okay.
Do you guys match your underwear to your outfits?
No.
No.
Now, do you, Nikki?
I do. I'm wearing a pale pink dress, so I'm wearing pale pink.
It would make sense in case you could see through, you know.
I don't know. I thought this morning, I was like, am I weird?
I mean, the answer would be yes.
Yes, but not because of that.
But not because of this. Yeah, exactly.
I just wondered, someone like Joan, if maybe she does that too.
Well, I'm going to say something, if you will forgive me for thinking about your underwear for the rest of the day.
Pale pink and lacy.
See, now
you gotta keep going.
You always go too far.
It's always a little too little over the line.
Right. And I'm the one that's gonna get in trouble.
Of course you are.
Right.
You sound like my mom, Christy. Okay, that's too far.
too much. That's what Nate says when I ask him too many questions. So did you hug your girlfriend? Yes, I've hugged her.
Okay,
with one hand, two hands, what's going on?
I need the whole girlfriend update, the total story.
All right, the total story is they've said I love you to each other. I don't know if they really
they don't know
anything
love
about love, because, I mean, come on, right?
I think it's adorable, though.
It is adorable.
So then I may or may not have looked through the phone.
Okay, so what did you find on the phone?
What didn't you find when you didn't look through his phone?
I didn't find anything about how wonderful his mother is.
What?
Yeah.
I know, right? So, because I can't tell him I did or did not look at the phone, I said to him, Do you ever talk about me? And he goes, no. She knows that you're great. I go, well, how would she know that I'm great? He goes, because she hears the way you talk to me when you come in my room. And she says you seem like a really great mom.
Oh.
I was like, oh, what about your other friends? Do you talk about us? He goes, they all know that you guys are awesome.
See?
Aww.
Oh, so he's so smart. He's a working his mama. He tells me just enough so I don't ask him any more questions.
So what's he say about you looking through his phone?
Last night, I said you left your phone in my car because Jason met me at practice for football, and then I left, and I forgot to give him the phone.
Yes, in air quotes.
And when I got home, I heard it buzzing, and I said I didn't look at it. I put it right into my purse, and he goes, I know you're lying.
Exactly.
I know you looked at it. Where's my phone? I said, I'm not. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why you think that.
I glanced at it.
Right. I was like, I don't know why you would think that. So it was kind of funny.
That's
and
cute.
I did notice she does talk a lot, which Jason says, I wonder why he's like totally okay with it.
Right.
So it's super cute. He seems to like her. She seems to like him.
So
and what he likes the most about her, she's not caught up in the drama.
Good. Oh.
And reading through some such texts that I may or may not have seen, he's not caught up in that. And all things that are said, he pretty much is just like my husband and goes, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They're probably just jealous. Like, he pumps her up.
Yeah, good for him. That's good news.
Yeah.
Because most kids wouldn't be like that. That's
no, it's amazing. And he doesn't let any of that stuff bother him.
Yeah.
And she did say, how did I get so lucky to have you? You're so perfect. He said, always have been. he's also kind of funny.
Yeah.
And correct.
There you go.
Well, he's just like my husband. I try to compliment him because I think people need validation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I need validation.
Right?
But I always say, oh, honey, you look so handsome today. He's like, I know.
I know.
Babe, he's not conceited. He's like, oh, no, I only say that to you. Yeah. I'm like,
right?
Uh-huh.
I know I'm hot.
You're lucky to have me, girl.
Oh, my God. That's true.
That's so funny.
I thank the Lord every day.
So yes. I just don't know where this is headed, but they're 12.
They're 12. It's headed to, what's this? Is
break
July.
Up in a couple weeks.
And it's headed to September when he's doing all sorts of sports and other girls come into the thing and other boys and hangs out with them. And she's, you know, that's
love yous have been thrown out.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll be tossed out. So
my oldest stepson, they say I love you.
Yeah. Oh, to the girls?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did or did not look at his phone? Or?
He tells us, and you know, I sometimes happen to see while he's texting.
Well, see, herein lies the difference. Nate thinks I'm looking at his text when I'm looking at his phone. I can't see it when we're in the car because I need reading glasses now.
Oh, Chris.
He tries to hide it from me. I go, I can't see it anyway.
I know it's coming for me. Rebecca LeClaire always told me you hit 40 and it all goes downhill.
Yeah, that's what I call it. The rebellion has begun.
Mine happened this year and I turned 48, started.
Wow, you're so lucky.
Yeah. I got the 47, my birthday, my 47th birthday, my wife gave me a watch and I put it on and I said, honey, I can't read this. There's something wrong with the watch because it's not the watch.
And I have heard this story for how many years now? Over 20 years. Yeah. So I had to beat Tony. So I held out one more year.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything for a year. But I waited because I couldn't give in to knowing Tony beat me.
Right. I'm going to try to get to 50 then.
There you go.
That's my
goal. There you go. Perfect.
So, yeah. So this started with the eyes. I've always had the back and the knees, but now they're not as not horrible, but they're not great. But, you know, the rebellion begins around 40, 45. And by the time you're, 80, 85. It's in full swing.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a Star Wars movie.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
The rebellion.
Aging. The rebellion has
Revenge
begun.
Revenge of the body.
Truly. All right, gang. That's it for the podcast. Share it with your friends and all your socials. Blah blah blah. Talk to you soon. Keep it here on Warm 101.3 and Warm 101.3. Goodbye.
Love you.
Bye bye.